Hello and welcome to the reading of the book, The Blood Covenant, by Dr. E.W. Kenyon. The New Covenant in My Blood, Chapter 1. For years, I was convinced that there was something in the Lord's table that I did not understand. The silence of the disciples when Jesus introduced it, saying, "This is my blood of the New Covenant, which is poured out for many unto the remission of sins," and then told them to eat the bread, which was his body, and to drink the wine, which he declared was his blood. I say the very silence of the disciples indicates they understood what he meant. I did not, and it confused me. For a long time I asked the question, what is the underlying principle involved in this strange ordinance? The very language of Jesus when he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have not life in yourselves," added to the confusion. What did he mean by it? Then there was placed in my hands a book by Dr. H. Clay Trumbull, the old editor of the Sunday School Times, in which he showed there had been a blood covenant practiced by all primitive peoples from time immemorial. It proved that this blood covenant was the basis of all primitive religions. He gave data from all parts of the world showing that even to this day in Africa, India, China, Borneo, and the islands of the sea, men are practicing a blood covenant very similar to our Lord's table. It was degenerated, but nevertheless, it had the marks of an original revelation from God. In Stanley's books of exploration in Africa, he tells us that he cut the covenant more than 50 times with different tribes. Livingston calls attention to it, as do other explorers and missionaries in Africa. Perhaps it might help us to understand if we look at the Hebrew word for covenant. It means to cut. It has the suggestion of an incision where blood flows. In practically every place where the word is used in the scripture, it means to cut the covenant. We find that Abraham cut the covenant with some of his neighbors before he ever entered into the covenant with Jehovah.